All right, since it's Thursday, since it's crunch time, since it's this time, let's try this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Ah, yeah, it's the Thursday lightning round. Yankees are heading to Bean Town. I'm not sure what the hell will be going down. I'm pretty stoked in Boston Sox lightning round.
Bang!
Well done.
Yeah, A plus effort for sure. A plus effort. Please. Hi, everybody.
Hey,
hi,
Uncle Nick.
Dr. Nick.
We begin Uncle the Nick. Lightning round today.
What is with you today, Uncle Nick? That has never been a thing on anything.
Nobody's ever had an Uncle Nick?
Never.
I had a lot of Italian people in my family. There were a bunch of Uncle
Nick.
Nickies.
If you become an uncle, you're going to be the first.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hi, Uncle Nicky.
You're number one.
So where were
17
we?
17 tackles, 5 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, 1 interception, 1 touchdown, 2 first-round picks. That is the output that Khalil Mack has put into his first month with the Chicago Bears,
wow,
earning him Defensive Player of the Month in September. The 4 fumbles are only one off a career high for Mack, and he's second in the league in sacks and rejuvenated the Bears from a team that was a year away from being a year away to now an NFC North contender. No defensive player has won MVP since the OG LT in 1986 when Taylor had 20 and a half sacks. And the way Pat Mahomes is running the Chiefs offense, and that's all the NFL cares about anyways, is offense. It's looking like Mahomes is the leader in the clubhouse for MVP. What percent chance do you give Mack winning the NFL MVP?
Whoa, so the first one was Alan Page in 71. 15 years later, it's Sir Lawrence of the Meadowlands. That's been 32 years. It's way too 2018. 5%. If the Bears somehow end up like 13-3, and he's got 22 sacks and like 11,409 tackles and 17 fumbles returned for touchdowns.
I'd give it to him with 11,402 tackles, but okay, set the bar a little higher.
Greedy.
Then. Drew Brees and Tom Brady are two of the living legends in the NFL right now. Brees has played in 253 games. He has thrown 496 touchdowns. Brady has 257 games under his belt and 497 touchdowns.
And he can dunk.
He cannot dunk. I really don't think the NFL scriptwriters could have picked a better way to have this come out with both quarterbacks playing in prime time, Brady playing against the Colts tonight, and Brees against the Washington football franchise on Monday Night Football, with the chance that both of them could have 500 touchdowns or join the 500 touchdown clubs. That's 3 more for Thomas Edward and 4 more for Drew Christopher to make history this weekend. What percent chance do you give both quarterbacks getting into the 500 touchdown club?
So they each need 3?
Brady needs 3. Drew Brees needs 4.
And who are the Saints playing?
The Washington football franchise.
What chance do I give? 20%. That's still a lot. 3 touchdown passes in a game. I mean, dude, that's 50. That's almost 50 in a year. That's a big number.
The Red Sox-Yankees matchup is going to be a wild ride for the next 5 games. These two teams scored the most runs this season. Boston averaging 5.4 a game. The Yankees 5.25, and they played in 2 of the most hitter-friendly parks in baseball. Not to be left out, the NLDS series between the Brewers and Rockies should not be forgotten. The Brewers scoring 4.6 runs a game and the Rockies 4.8, playing in the most hitter-friendly park in baseball. Which series scores more runs, Boston, New York, or Milwaukee, Colorado?
The problem is somebody could get swept.
Runs per game, then.
You also have New York with very suspect starting pitching, and we don't know what to make of Chris Sale. I think I got to go just American League. Just tell you the truth, I'm not even going so much Yankees-Boston as I'm going American League in that freaking park.
Makes sense. Last year with the Windians in the playoffs, I asked who would have more wins, Indians playoff series wins or Browns wins in October. Turns out it was a push as both won 0. So I ask again, who has more wins at the end of October? The Browns, who play Baltimore, the Carson Chargers, at Tampa Bay and at Pittsburgh, or the Windians, who start their playoff journey against the reigning world champion Houston Astros?
Wow. So they're playing on the 7th, 16th, 20th. So there's going to be a 4th game,
yes,
in October.
But the Browns would have to win 4 to outmatch the Windians if they
got
the World
Series. If
they got
to the second round.
Right.
If they even got to the second round.
No, not more games, more series wins for the Indians. So series wins, which would max out at 3, or round wins in general.
I like Houston to win the series, even with that front four of Cleveland. So that means zero. That means I got to go. Could you imagine really picking the Cleveland Browns under any scenario, except what's the worst thing that's ever happened to the NFL? I'm going to lean with my Cleveland Browns.
Unbelievable. We're throwing it back again on a Thursday. Last year, I had you do your picks for the playoffs. You started 4-for-4 in the divisional round, and then you finished 0-3 to go against the World Series. So, yeah, your 4-in-a-row was your longest streak ever. So let's do it again. Let's do your World Series picks and not at all betting with your heart or saying what you think is going to happen, or not what you want to have happen, what you think will have happen. Brewers, Rockies.
Colorado.
Okay.
By the way, I could pick whoever I want.
No, not my rules. Braves, Dodgers.
Doyers.
Red Sox, Yankees.
Yanks.
Astros, Indians.
Stros.
In the NLCS, Rockies, Dodgers.
Rockies.
Woo! In the NLCS, Astros or Yankees?
Yankees.
Unbelievable.
Wait, this
Rockies,
is who you
Yankees
want?
World Series.
I could say it's who I really think is going to win. There's no way for you guys to know.
Rockies, Yankees, World
Yanks,
Series. Unbelievable.
All the way.
All right, he's 0-for-7.
That's the most homer I've ever been in the 26 years I've been doing this show. I will completely
You picked the Yankees
confess.
To win the World Series last year, too. I can't believe that for a second. The NHL kicked off their season last night.
No way.
Yeah, that's not true at all, actually.
No.
The NHL kicked off last night. The Capitals are on pace to go 82-0, scoring 574 goals over the season.
That'll happen.
I think that'll be a record. Who wins the Stanley Cup?
Oh, God.
A, the Caps go back-to-back. B, the Vegas Knights find out that the second time in the playoffs is the charm. Or C, the field. It's finally the Sharks' year. The Maple Leafs win with their fancy John Tavares. The Predators and Jets are both pretty good. Or any of the other 28 teams in
21,
hockey.
21, 22. All right. The 22 seconds during which you were speaking about that, that's the 22 seconds I've even given it any consideration. Could the great state of New Jersey abstain? I don't know if I want to be pinned down to a Stanley Cup. Pick.
Last year, you picked the field, and you won because the Caps won.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend.
No branding. That's the one rule of this. You
so
have
you
to make
gave
a choice.
The Caps, I say no. You said Vegas, I say no. You said Sharks, I say no.
No, the third option is the field.
All right, then I'm taking the field.
There you go.
What does that equal? More money, more money, more money.
That I don't think I've ever been taken more aback by a lightning round question that I didn't see coming in a million years than on October 4th. Who's going to win the Stanley Cup? You should have asked me. I would have had about as much chance shooting crap with who's going to win. Are there divisions in the Premier League? That I'd have had a better shot there. All right. Let's take a much-needed break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll have a couple of updates and then chat with our buddy Aaron Fentress from NBC Sports Northwest. Next, 95.3 The Score.
What the hell's going on out here?